Hey everybody, thank you for listening to Cripple Couch Talk. This is Tom. I handle all the audio and video, and I wanted to let you guys know that today's episode was chopped into two halves, and the other half will be airing in a couple days, so stay tuned and enjoy this episode.
Make sure to give me the clap.
Oh, my bad.
No, you can't do that because I can't clap.
Somebody give me the clap.
You can clap.
There we go. That was a loud one. Holy shit, that was a good one.
I don't fucking clap.
Clap your arm.
No, I don't clap.
Ow.
Yeah, look
at you. You're abusing women on camera right now.
Hope it don't get like red and swelled.
Yeah, right.
Anyways, guys, welcome back to the third episode of Cripple Couch Talk. This young lady I got next to me is a good friend of mine. I trained her for over a year at the CrossFit gym I used to own. Mildred, introduce yourself. Tell us a little bit about yourself. How'd you get here? What color you like? You brush your teeth in the morning? No? Got a yellow coat?
No, I don't.
I'm just playing.
Do I really?
No, I'm just kidding.
No, you have to be honest.
I'm just playing.
No, you're good.
They're pretty white. Yeah, they're definitely whiter.
Whiter mine for sure, yeah.
Well, hey guys, my name is Mills, and I got here because this guy was driving, picked me up, and told me to go to this house where there's going to be a couch. And
there we go.
Where there's gonna be a couch. Going to a house where there's a couch.
Yeah, I thought it's so sketchy.
Yeah, I told Mildred, I said, you want to come over? And she was like, I don't know, it sounds kind of weird. And I was like, it's got kind of a casting couch set up, but we're on the up and up, I promise.
Yeah, guys, so I had a car accident October the 4th, 2014. That was my birthday, actually.
Oh, no shit. On your birthday,
yeah,
huh?
That's my birthday.
What was it again? October?
The 4th, 2014. So it's been like 4 years and...
5 years, maybe.
Yeah, I'll be 5 years on my birthday.
Yeah.
And then, well, I basically never made it home, and I became a quadriplegic, C5.
And can you explain a little bit about what that is? I mean, because a lot of people watching this don't really know the difference between, like, a paraplegic and a quadriplegic.
So, a quadriplegic is, as you can hear, quad is four, cuatro, quad, so it's one, two, three, four limbs are affected, right?
Mm-hmm.
And,
my hands were good.
My
legs don't, so I'm a para. So
yeah, my hands don't fucking work.
Paraplegic. Right?
So everything was affected.
I don't know what I'm doing.
My hands work. I got
jazz fingers. You see Blazing Saddles? He's like, look at this. He's like, oh, steady as a rock. He's like, look at my other hand. Oh, that's funny. Go ahead.
But with my injury, it was incomplete. So incomplete and complete pretty much means that after this injury, everything... Well, mine's incomplete, so, like, there's certain parts of my body that I can move, and then there's some that I can't. And then complete...
What parts can you and what parts can't you?
Can I explain?
What parts can and what parts can't you move?
Okay, well, I can't move my fingers, like...
Okay, at all? Flick me off. Flick me off right now. Are you really trying?
Yeah, dude. Yeah. That's how my body works. Like, I'm trying to open it, but it's literally closing, and that's what incomplete is.
So try to close it, see if it opens. You ever tried that?
I'm trying.
I like how you're asking these questions. Like, it's so funny because, like, you don't get it at all. Like, at all. Like, if you have a spinal cord injury, like I was going to ask
I
you,
get
like,
it.
Is it, like, frustrating when you're, like, trying to do that? Because, like, me, when I first got hurt, like, I would always try to move my legs. And I would just be like, oh, and then it would just, like, drive
like
me
it's like
insane.
Turning super,
dude,
it's like the same feeling as turning Super Saiyan, right? You don't know it's coming, but you know it's there.
Yeah.
It could work, maybe. What have you seen your toe give a little wiggle?
Dude, it's crazy because I can wiggle my toes on my right leg.
Okay.
So it's incomplete.
You can't wiggle your
toes
on your left leg?
Huh?
You can't wiggle it on your left?
Not the fat toe, but all the other ones, yeah. Is that how you say it? Fat toe?
Yeah, your big toe.
Is your toe fat?
Everyone's toes are fat.
I found a toe once that fell out of an ambulance.
What? Hold on.
What you do with it?
I called a tow truck.
Wow.
Yeah, I saw that one.
I'm just saying.
I've never heard that before.
Oh, it's just we're talking about toes.
So I got a question. I don't want to laugh at it hard. Was it when you first got hurt, was it hard to laugh?
Yeah, because I couldn't talk.
Yeah, so like...
I couldn't breathe on my own. So my voice like has changed a lot. Like, this is the loudest I've ever talked in 4 years. Because, right, even when you met me, it was, like, more...
No, you've always been loud.
Yeah. No, I can, like, rap to the Homo City song now. And without feeling like...
That's pretty good.
Oh, man. You know?
Oh, you feel, like, out of breath?
Yeah. Like, but now I can, like, legit sing it without feeling out of breath.
Dang. Like, my
like
the whole song?
Stronger.
I'm going to have to call you out on this. We're going to play this out when we go home.
Dude, that's my shit.
Yeah. I can get like maybe like first couple lines, but then it's like,
no, I know it all.
What's that?
Bust my rhyme and better flow on or whatever.
Oh, I'm going to go watch Nelly on June 7th.
Nelly's coming to town?
No, he's going to be at the Golden Nugget, dude.
Oh, and we should go. Vegas trip.
Vegas trip.
Hit us up if y'all want Vegas trip one day.
I just said he wasn't going to be in Vegas.
Vegas. I mean,
Lake Charles. Lake Charles. Yeah. I was like, what are you doing? Why are you playing a Vegas trip on my day?
I was in Vegas, so I wanted to go to Vegas.
But like, can we go back to the complete and incomplete?
Yes.
Come on. Absolutely.
I just feel like it's like,
what's the difference?
Huh?
What's the difference?
No, I feel like it's just stupid and it's like so fucking dumb and it's just like, it's just doesn't make sense to me. Like the doctors tell you, hey, you're gonna be complete C5, right? That's what they told me because I was completely dead. I couldn't breathe out because I was paralyzed, right? So, I just feel like it's just like a system fucked up that they tell you. Yeah, you're going to be complete. Because imagine if I would have, like, legit thought, hey, you're going to be complete. I would have never recovered, never put in the work.
Yeah.
Right? Mm-hmm. So I just don't really like the whole term incomplete and complete, which I do use it sometimes, but I think it's just...
So incomplete pretty much means you can make a comeback?
You're a newer injury, so, like, a lot has changed. So, like, I got hurt in 2002, so, like... Incomplete, there's like Asia and all that bullshit. Like, I don't even know what that stuff is. Like, they didn't have that when I was hurt. But, like, basically, like, complete means like your spinal cord was severed or to some degree, typically. And then, like, complete's like it's still kind of
stretched out or something.
Yeah, something like that. Yeah. Okay. So,
well, complete is like you never get full function back.
Yeah.
So, I've seen you make leaps and bounds. Like, when you first got to the gym, you couldn't hardly do anything.
Yeah,
and
but whenever they diagnose. I say that word?
Yeah, you got it. Diagnosed me.
Yeah. They're like, you're a C5 complete. So imagine if I would have been like, oh, no, dude, I'm a C5 complete. Like, I would have still been in my power wheelchair. Because I was in a power wheelchair.
Yeah.
So I feel
and
like.
Now you can walk. That's what a lot of people don't realize. Just, like, there's a lot of walking quads, too.
I just feel that, like, if there's somebody injured, just watch, like, just let's say they just fucking broke their neck yesterday, right? I feel like they shouldn't feel like, oh, I'm a complete, I'm going to stay here. Like, just because they tell you, you're a complete, you shouldn't just, like, set your limits there.
I think that's really smart. I never really thought of it like that, but I feel like a lot of people do, like, they go, oh, this is, like, I'm stuck with this forever, and I just kind of have to, and I feel like I probably did that. Like, you kind of just, like, get more used to your wheelchair instead of, like, maybe doing more, like, physical therapy or something like that.
Mm-hmm. I mean, because I really believe in muscle memory.
Yeah.
Do you feel like physical therapy was starting to be a waste of time for you? Like, do you feel like you were getting more out of the gym or physical therapy towards, like, that go around?
Like, the 2 years that I started coming to you, I just didn't want to feel sick. Okay. You know when you go to therapy?
So you're just keeping yourself busy.
Yeah, and I just, and it was expensive, dude.
Right.
Therapy's expensive.
Oh, I bet, yeah.
Yeah.
Shoot, having a nurse come to my house and change the IV out once a week is $108 a week.
Yeah, let's talk about that a little bit.
Hold on. I want to know, like, if you're cool talking about it, I want to know, like, how'd you wreck? How did it happen? What was going on? I mean, if you're comfortable.
No, yeah, that's cool. Well, I was on 249 and Antoine.
Cliff.
Dude, it was like my 21st birthday and I had been with my boyfriend for like 6 years, right? So I met him when I was 14 and we grew up together and like I mean, we're together for fuck, I was 14 all the way to 21. And every time we would go out, like, I would drive, but that night the one time I didn't drive, I fucking, it changed my whole life. And it was weird, I guess. I don't know if I, like, I felt it, but I was, like, before I got in his car, I was, like, hey, you have to pinky promise me that before I get inside of your car, like, I was outside his car, and I was, like, before I get inside, you have to promise me that you're not going to drink
anything. I literally said this before the ride.
Before I even touched the door. And I was, like, you have to pinky promise me. And, like, I'm really,
does,
like...
Did your mom, like, get a feeling in her stomach or something?
My dad did. Because before that, I went in my car to the gas station. I was like, oh, I want to buy my first six pack. And I want to give it to my dad. Like, that's the first thing I want to do. Cause I'm 21, right?
That's cool.
So
yeah,
then,
cool.
I went to the house. I'm like, hey, pa, look, I got you some modelos. Cause that's our shit, you know?
Yeah.
And then, and my dad said that as soon as, and whenever I took it to the couch, he was like, ¿por qué no te quedas aquí? Like, why don't you stay here with me and drink it? And I was just like, I'll be right back. I would always say that. Like, ahorita llego, ahorita vengo. And then he would be like, ahorita vas. So then he said that whenever he saw me walking, he just... Dude!
I saw it earlier.
Wow.
Beating women over here.
I go to this like random house in a couch and then like go home with like...
See, you should be used to this. Like, I feel like I was so mean at the gym. But keep going.
You didn't give me bruises.
Okay, I left you hurting in here. All right, but come on. So daddy said, drink with me. You said, I'll be back in a little bit. And you never,
never
came back.
I never fucking came. I literally went back home like a month later.
But it's cool. You're back. Did you bring, did y'all drink the six pack finally?
Dude, I was in the, I was in the hospital.
Yeah, I'm saying, yeah, but when you got out, you got to the house. He's just like, hey, I saved this for you because I didn't think you were coming back home. But now you're here. We're drinking.
Well, we drink now, but dude, I don't.
You got that six pack saved?
I don't even fucking
remember. Yeah, probably.
Saying,
yeah, probably drank that night, probably no, before you even got hurt.
Did y'all get rid of that six pack?
I think maybe that he look? Drunk
uh-huh.
it.
Is that uh-huh six pack?
No. I think the guy was a hole. I think everyone knew he was a hole. Okay.
So how long were you in the hospital?
Oh, what do I say? The car crash?
Yeah.
Because it was like coming back.
Okay, sorry. See, you just said you got out, so I wasn't sure.
Like, I felt like I was in the car right now.
Why?
Like, because it was coming back. So
Okay, go ahead.
Okay. So then, grab the popcorn.
Yeah, so what happened? Did you realize that, I mean, he was about to wreck? Did a squirrel run out in front of you? Did y'all run a red light? Like, what exactly happened?
Well, we were like, partying, and then I wasn't trying to take care of him because I wasn't supposed to. Like, he was supposed to take care of me.
You wasn't trying to kill your vibe.
I mean, we had settled that he was going to be the DD, mm-hmm. right? And, he clearly wasn't. So, like, right there on 249, there's, like, a CVS. Have you been by there? No. Well, anyways, I woke up because I was, like, drunk, and I had my seatbelt on. And I was like, oh, my God, why did you drink so much, you know? Mm-hmm. And then he was like, he's like, no, I'm not even drunk. And I'm like, Daniel, you're so fucking drunk. Like, why did you drink so much? And so then I was like, you know what, pull over. And then I took out my seatbelt, and I was like, pull over. Like, I can't believe you, like, drunk so much. Like, you were supposed to take care of me. And I was literally, like, more sober than him. So I was really upset. So I'm like, I can't believe you're driving. Like, why are you driving? Like, you know I don't like drinking and driving. And
he was just like, I'm good.
He started to get really, really angry. And he was like, no. And then I literally saw, like, the 40 go to, like, 100.
Oh,
and,
so he's getting mad at you and rimming it up?
So, like, it just, like, went... And then right when it like it was going high, he went over the median.
Yeah.
And then crossed like the street and then ran into the pole.
Oh, you hit a pole.
Yeah.
Oh wow, that's crazy.
Dang.
So yeah. I feel like.
So did you wake up and did you wake up and was like, damn, I can't move my legs, or did you stay unconscious the whole time? Did you wake up in the ambulance?
He said because, you know, like, I've always been kind of goofy, so he said that I stood up, and I walked, and then I just fell, but he thought that I was just playing, and I, like, just, like,
faking really?
A purpose, yeah.
That That's would wild. Not be the time for that.
Yeah.
and I was wearing heels.
Totally going like rag.
So then I didn't even remember me walking, because I had people tell me, like, why did you walk? Like, I don't fucking remember, dude.
Right?
Like, what the fuck?
So normal people do, right?
And then all I remember was, like, my head being on, like, some guy's lap, and, like, I think it was, like, five guys with a bike, and he sounded kind of hot. He was like, oh, stay awake. and then, dude, it was crazy because on my birthday.
Yes, I will. Yes, I will.
Dude, if he ever like sees this, I want to thank him because like he saved like my life.
Yeah.
And he was keeping me awake, so I don't know, even know who he was. But
that'd be cool if we could find that dude. If you remember,
yeah, that was awesome. Like, I'm so thankful for you. Like, I think you sounded hot because you had like a hot voice. But like, I remember because it was crazy.
What constitutes a hot voice? Though? Like, that's a whole other shit.
Oh, I got a story for that one.
Oh boy,
trust me. Yeah, that'll be crazy cripple talk. I really don't want to admit this one either.
Oh boy,
it's pretty bad.
And I just told him, like, hey, can you call my dad? And I know my dad's phone number by memory because my dad's my best friend. And I was like, hey, call my dad. Let him know, you know, that I had a car accident, I guess. I don't know. And then, yeah, that's pretty much it.
And the rest is his history, is hospital visits. So any surgeries or anything? Did you need a bunch of surgeries?
Well, I needed a fusion front and back. So now I have like 8 screws and like titanium in here. So yeah.
Holding titanium in your throat?
My neck. Because I broke my C5.
Oh.
So how long were you in the hospital?
I want to say like a month and a half. Because it was October, so I didn't go back home until like November. Like before Thanksgiving, like the week of Thanksgiving.
That's not bad.
Where do you think you would be in life right now if that didn't happen to you?
I would be in the hospital, honestly, because I wanted to be a registered nurse.
Okay.
So I would be in the hospital. Being a nurse.
You think that'd be your career choice, and that's like what you'd want to do?
I wanted to be a... I think
you'd be married, maybe. I mean, maybe you and an old boy would have... I mean, did y'all stay together after the accident?
No, dude, I broke up with the guy.
You broke up with him?
Yeah.
Oh, really? You left him?
Yeah.
Or are you like, man, you paralyzed me, my
father. Yeah.
I mean, he had everyone.
You owe me.
I'm sure he felt terrible, you owe me
your
right?
legs. Give me your fucking legs. Right?
No, everyone knew how much I loved to run, man. Like, he knew, like... He just knew how much dropping. I loved it.
Fuck you, Teron. Sorry.
It wasn't Teron. Hey, you want his address? Nah. I know his social ad. I do.
That is creepy.
I can destroy him if I wanted to, but no, I'm not like that.
That's cool, man. So is there a point that he ever come back and say, like, hey, I'm sorry. I was out of line doing what I did. I don't know. Like, I wouldn't know what to say.
Dude, he's...
Because obviously it wasn't on purpose. I mean, he was still ignorant enough to get drunk and drive.
I just feel like he did do it on purpose.
You feel like that in your heart?
Because the street was straight, dude. There was no way for him to just...
Oh, you think he just cut the wheel?
There's no way.
Oh, like, man.
The street was straight.
Yeah, two was a pretty sure.
There's no way why you would literally... go diagonal, go through the median, and cross the other side of the road. And he says he blames it on being drunk, but being drunk doesn't make you a shitty person.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like when like guys hit girls and, oh, so I was drunk. Like, no, you hit her because you're a shitty person.
You're a pretty piece of shit,
You did
good
that
analogy.
Because you're a shitty person.
For being
a
good
analogy. And he's never apologized. And
he's never apologized,
and I feel like that's why I've never had like the closure that I need. But it's like I can't I think it was like a few weeks ago that I realized that I'm like, there's no point of me waiting for him to apologize because it's not gonna make it better. Like, right. I'm still gonna be like this, so that's why I'm kind of like, dude, get the fuck over it.
Well, I don't accept it. You just apologize for nothing, buddy. You worked up the courage to say that, and I don't accept it.
But you know what I'm saying? Like, you don't have to wait for someone's apology, because it's not gonna change me. It's not gonna change the situation.
If I was gonna lie about something like that, I'd tell a better lie. Like, I was like, dude, I seen...
a deer run out or something. Yeah. Yeah.
Demigod.
Yeah, something.
Over there.
Yeah.
I don't know what to say, but you know, you're a kid, you wrecked your first car, you say like, oh, a deer ran out in front of me or something. That's everybody's first excuse.
Right? Yeah. Yeah.
Yes, Tommy, you want to chime in?
What?
Have you done that?
We had to say it for insurance purposes.
Nice.
We got paid.
Yes. That's crazy, man.
Oh, we got to remember that. Anyways, moving on.
Yeah. So shortly after that, you break up this dude. You left him because you think he did the shit on purpose, or you just leave him because you don't love him no more? Sorry if that's... I'm getting Dr. Phillip in here.
I know.
Yeah, that's a little deep.
What was the question again? Hey, spelling bee. Can you put it in the...
I said, well, did you leave him because you thought, I mean, you were kind of mad at the fact that you really truly believe he kind of did the shit on purpose, or did you leave him just because you were in love with him no more? Like, you can't believe somebody like this would even... I mean, was he supportive at all? Was he saying, hey, if you need anything, I'm here, anything?
At the time, I broke up with him, and I honestly thought he was going to, like, go to the hospital and be like, hey, Mills, I'm sorry. You know? I thought he was actually going to, like, I'd be like, oh, shit, I fucked up, or, you know? But he did it, and then over time, I realized that I'm like, what the hell? Like,
it's fucked up. Yeah, that's pretty fucked up.
It is, dude.
Honestly. You know? Because I know for a fact that if it was me, I would still be there right now.
Oh, for sure.
Help them. Even if I didn't love them, I'll be like, hey, do you need something? Like, I know you have hospital bills. Like, I can, I'll give you money, you know? Yeah. Like, I know.
Yeah, you'd have been down that for him. Too. I mean, that's, kind of yeah, that's real upside, though, man. I mean, they say the power of the relationship lies within the one that cares less.
So the power of the relationship.
Would you say that he had more power over the relationship because he cared less than what you cared?
Yes,
yeah.
I've never
shit.
Heard it before.
Yeah. Right? It was on a movie.
Yeah, it was on a Matthew McConaughey movie. I was like, damn.
It's right? My ghost of girlfriend's ex-past, whatever it is. His uncle says, you know, the power of the relationship always lies within the one that cares less in the relationship. And that's very true if you think about it, because the ones that get their heart broken are the ones that care so much, and the ones that don't or just go about their lives, and then now they're, you know, they had the power the whole time. For instance, like, have you ever known you had somebody just,
right,
like, in the grip of your hands, and you could hurt them if you want to, and you've had your heart, like, so you gave your heart to somebody, and you knew that he could just rip it out within a second, right? It's crazy.
Crazy shit, man.
That's some crazy
don't
shit.
Don't love kids. Right. Yeah.
For real. Those are pussies.
For real, man. Sure.
It's only for walkers. Cripples never find love.
Okay. Shut up, yeah. I have to find someone today. Yeah.
Which, okay, let's get off the sad subjects. Okay.
Yeah, no shit. We're bringing this party down over here.
I want to know when's the time, because everybody has a time. You can, and it could be the corniest moment, or it could be like, you know, in front of thousands, but whatever. When's the time you felt like a straight badass after your accident? Like, you know, you were like, damn, you know what? That was pretty cool of me. I said some cool shit right there. Or, you know what? I feel pretty dope.
Like, can I say a lot of things, or?
You only got two.
Oh, fuck.
Yeah, we won't run out all day.
Dude, when I started to work, started, honestly, yeah, dude.
You're just like, I'm a badass?
Dude, I'm like, I'm fucking working and getting this motherfucking shorty. Yeah,
that's pretty cool. Yeah, that's a cool feeling.
I used to work all the time back then. That's all I know. So it was actually like, yesterday was the 11th?
Yeah.
Yesterday was the 11th? Oh, my God.
It's been a year that I've been a sub.
That's cool. Yeah. So you're a substitute teacher?
Uh-huh.
Oh,
yeah.
Cool.
Yeah, sure.
So, man, I did a sub for a little bit, but I was an IRS teacher, and it was boring.
IRS?
I was an IRS substitute teacher. IRS. It sounds what the so hell is stupid. That? IRS, or not IRS, in school suspension.
ISS. ISS. I was about to say.
Sorry, ISS. Yeah.
Like, do your taxes, folks. Yeah, my bad.
It's tax season. it's tax season. I'm starting to think. I don't got any money.
ISS? I didn't know they had a sub for that. That'd be like the easiest job ever.
That's an IRS class.
I was in there a few times. Yeah. You get those little packets to do.
So like my butt's hurting. I've scooted over about a couple times, but I got a pressure sore.
You got a pressure?
A little bit.
Really?
Dude, why didn't you?
Don't move it towards me?
Yeah.
Okay, we're getting.
wiggle. Okay,
there you go. I bet. Yeah, I know it's bugging me. Yeah, I spent a lot of time in the hospital lately, and
yeah,
I was just in a bed for a long time. I got a little
sore. Let's talk about that a little bit. Like you're, it might look like a shirt or something on camera, but we...
Oh, I totally got a pick line in my arm.
Yeah, let's just go and whip it out. Let's see it.
I saw a shooting star last night. Oh, you did? It did. I did. But I got a pick. Looks pretty gross, right?
It's really gross. It's in his heart.
It doesn't look gross. I don't think that's gross.
It's pretty gross to me. It's pretty much a long IV that goes in one of your main arteries, and it goes straight to your heart. And how they put it in is like the sketchiest shit in the world, to be honest with you.
Yeah, when you told me that, that was crazy. You told me that they use a magnet. They put a magnet like over your heart, right? Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And then they
just poke a hole in your arm and like let it worm its way to your heart.
I'll explain it.
Yeah,
I'll
let's hear it. You had it done. Right, you just told me. I don't know.
So they come in. They're like, okay, we're going to give you a pick line, right? And I'm like, all right, cool. Whatever that is, right? So they bring these two surgeon dudes. They bring these two surgeon dudes like up in here. And they're explaining what a PICC line is, right? They're like, okay, yeah, you know, we stick an IV, pretty much a long, like a 14-inch IV or something like that, in one of your arteries. We put a magnet on your chest. We turn the magnet on, and it works its way down to your heart, right? And I'm like, I'm thinking, like, for sure they're putting me asleep for this shit, right? Like, so they start getting me all, like, surgery prep ready, but I'm wide awake still. And then they put, like, a big sheet over me, right? They put, like, a big, giant, like, blue-greenish sheet. So I can't see nothing, but the only thing that just exposes my arm.
They like numb you up or anything?
Mm-hmm. They give you like Novocaine or something in your system first, right? So he's like, all right, but first, he was like, you're going to feel a little pressure, right? And I was like, bet. And so I talked to the doctor, and I was like, man, be honest with me. I don't want you beating around the bush. Does it hurt? He's like, the only the first six seconds hurt.
The first six seconds.
And I said, so I'm waiting on these 6 seconds. Let's go, baby. Like, but I'm just clenched so hard because I'm like, all right, this is going in my heart. I'm thinking of weird. I'm like, I'm Tomb Raider right now. I'm thinking of some weird stuff, dude, because I'm freaking out. Sure enough, he's like, all right, you're going to feel a little pressure. And it looks like somebody takes like a water hose real fast and then squirts across the, you know,
like blood splatter.
Not a lot, but it's just like, right? Like it splatters it. And I was like, what the fuck was that? Like, I'm being dead serious. I was like,
were you
what kind of was
six
that?
At that point?
And then he was like, man, I'm not gonna lie to you, dude. That was your blood. And I was like, Oh my god. He was like, you need to calm down. Your blood pressure's raising. And I was like, no shit, you got me an episode of Kill Bill, motherfucker. Like, yeah, no, like, that's my blood, dude. I'm tripping. It was the scariest thing ever. But, yeah, I got to stay on antibiotics for 6 weeks at home. So I give myself shots. And then after that, we'll see if I get rid of my infection and good to go. Well, I got to get some of my intestines taken out.
Do no way.
Yeah. Like 2 feet of them, actually.
2 feet?
Something like that.
I thought you said like 2 inches.
No.
Oh, shit. Dude, okay.
You need to be reposando.
What is that? Is that like a sopapilla?
Yeah, a sopapilla with sugar.
I'm down with a sopapilla, right? But yeah, I mean, but I'm doing a lot better now, man. Like I said, like it was progressively getting worse and worse, and they couldn't find where I was like actually leaking from, because apparently like your intestine like opens and closes it. Sometimes it's like almost like works as a flap if it's like torn just right.
Yeah.
And like, so when they were checking my poop, there was no blood. But then, like, I would be pooping at my house. I'd be like,
are you constipated?
Huh?
Are you constipated?
I was then. But I felt like I was, like, every time I pooped, I was on my butt was on its period. Like, I was just going to town, dude. Like, I was like, man, why is it so much blood? I don't understand.
So it wouldn't happen at the hospital. It only happened at home. Is that what you're saying?
Only happens at home?
No, is that what you're saying?
I mean, it's weird. Well, I thought they were like, man, we don't see no leakage anymore. Like, you're not bleeding. And then, like 2 days later or something like that, like I guess I got to moving around a lot, and then my hemoglobin levels went down, and that's my blood count. So they're like, "Hey, like your blood count's going down." Like I had 5 blood transfusions. I was in the hospital.
Yeah, that's crazy.
That's a lot, dude.
That's too many. Yeah, mm-hmm.
That is a lot.
Especially when you don't have like blood dripping out of your body. You know, if you got blood dripping out of your body somewhere,
definitely
it makes more
got an Asian dude's blood though, because I've gotten better at math.
My nose are coming
in. You were wanting wings and rice later.
Oh, no, I was going to say it. Yeah, it's like maybe. In me now. It's in me.
You're part Asian now.
Yeah.
No wonder something like that.
Yeah,
it's
not, right? Yeah. Am I glowing?
I see it. Thank you.
Thank you. I got a good question for you, Mills. And this is honestly you too, dude. I mean, do you, because it's something I've thought about a lot, especially since I've turned in my late 20s and I'm about to be 30, is being nervous about being a father or a mother. Like how much does that nerve wreck you, and how much is it like, do you really think about it? Like, do you really? I know the whole idea of having a kid is awesome, but when you really think about it, like when I'm like, how am I gonna put the kid in a car seat, dude? Like just little shit, you know? It's kind of scary.
Yeah, I don't know if I necessarily want to have kids. I'd be cool to like maybe have one day. I don't know, but I've thought about that though. Like
pretty selfish.
Well, like you, how are you gonna pick a kid up? You know, like.
With your fucking head.
Dude, well, they got Ricardo's little quad ass.
Like,
picking
I can't
up,
like,
yeah!
grab both hands off the ground. Like, I'd have to, like, one hand it. Like, just, like, palm him up.
Get like a puppy. Yeah! Like, I have seen shit where they got attachments.
Kid.
No, they got attachments where you can pick up fridges and shit.
Fridges.
And you can use it to totally pick up
a little grabber, like a little kid grabber.
Something. I mean,
it's like with the
they
big
got
arms
leashes
on
now.
It. Just like reach around.
Think about
there.
How easy it is for us now, though. I think like the world's getting easier for a cripple to raise a kid because
it's true.
I mean, I look at Vanessa Cantu too. Her kid's adorable. Which she came out with a new video, and her kid's just like screaming, like,
"Oh, no way.
My mom has a disability,
no way.
But she has a talent." And then she's like, "She has a broken back, but she has a talent." It's awesome.
Oh, no way.
It's the cutest thing.
I have to see
it's
it.
The coolest video either. In the world. Anyways, you know, I feel like it would just be like it'd be scary. Just doing that. You know what I'm saying? Like it would be.
Yeah.
But I feel like it's getting easier too, because now you got kids that have leashes, like leash backpacks.
Well, and that's a concern. So like what? Well,
right?
That's.
But I'm saying, would that be frowned upon if I was doing it?
Well, and that's the thing. One of I won't say this person's name just because there's kids involved. But we have a friend that's one of the reasons why he can't see his kid a lot is because baby mom was afraid that he'll run off. So. And you can't get him. Like, if the kid runs into the woods or something.
She made the courts believe that?
No, there's I won't get into it, but yeah, that was a concern of the mom. Yeah,
that would piss me off. Yeah. If I'm trying to see
but
my kid.
But it's legit that you have to think like you go into a legit space like, or something. That's a legit concern, you know.
I wouldn't want to go into the zoo.
Right, exactly. Yeah, that's. I mean, that makes sense. That is something to think about.
Because, dude, so. If you take your eyes off kid for 1 second, I mean, that could
they're
be
gone.
The
yeah,
it.
For real.
So, like,
yeah,
I mean, I can see. But then again, though, man, like I feel like I would be such a good dad. Dog.
Yeah, like, I feel the same way. Like I feel like I would. I'd make sure he's like you said, might have a leash or something, just yeah. for.
But I feel like if you find the right person, like you guys can both. Like,
yeah.
They can help you and. Yeah. Raise a kid.
Well, once again,
he say he can't pick his kid up off the floor.
Well, like I said, what the mean? Like, yeah, babies
what
are on the ground.
That's fucking work.
Yeah.
Yeah. He's yeah, like, yeah, I mean, he's like, come on, up. How am I gonna pick
dude,
up this little shit?
This guy's hands work. Like, why is he complaining?
What's up, saying? Like, you ever try like lean over in your wheelchair? I don't have core. Like, I don't have any core, man.
You
can
like just do this and get the kid and then.
I have to try it. I've never tried with a kid, see? That's what I'm saying.
Why don't you start off with like a slam?
Nobody's going to let me give
start
the
off
kid
with
a, to try
yeah.
with. Yeah.
I'd totally lend you my kid to try
you let
with.
Let me try with your kid?
If I had a kid.
Little infant yeah, child I mean. Over there.
I plan on
trial
having
and error.
I
mean,
your truck has that machine that picks up.
Just
do that.
Just like get a hook
belt
on
loop.
Their back, pick them up. Yeah.
Belt loop it.
That might work. Yeah, we can come a little crane from my chair, just attach it
belt
on the
loop it, dude. Why not belt loop it?
A little fishing reel. Just get a little fishing rod.
I try not to think about those small things. Like worry about it.
Yes, that's one thing about being disabled I've learned. Just kind of like, just do it. Like, there's not always a set way to do something. You just got to do it.
You got to
yeah?
shoot for
yeah.
it. Right? Yeah. And that's what I've noticed my life too, man. Is like, dude, like, because I've seen a ton of dudes, like, that are amputees and they're scared to do stuff. And I was like, bro, if you just get out there and do it.
Oh, yeah. Amputees
like
in basketball.
Think, don't think. Speaking who cares about people staring? Which, yeah. Does that bother y'all? Do people staring bother you at all?
Not anymore. Yeah. I grew out of it.
It did at first. Like, the only time it really bothers me is, like, it didn't really
I mean,
bother me, but,
sometimes, if I'm really angry, like, I'm not in a good mood.
Yeah, and it depends on the
like,
situation.
Like,
take flying.
A picture last longer.
Like, flying, for example. Like, have you flown since yeah. It's awkward as shit, because you're, like, the first one on.
It is?
Well, I can't walk. So, like, when you get in the aisle chair to get on, like, so most, if you haven't traveled.
I've gotten in one of those chairs.
You've gotten in that? Yeah. Well, like, do you ever have to, like, sit on the plane, like, everybody's, like, staring at you? Like,
yeah,
you get, like,
I
a. Well, I know. So, like, this past weekend, one of our teammates on our basketball team was in, like, a middle seat. Or, no, he was on the aisle or window seat.
Okay.
And lady was, like, I guess the flight attendant had put him there so, like, people didn't have to climb over him and stuff to get to their seat. So, this lady, like, is like, hey, you're in my seat. And he's like, hey, I'm, like, in a wheelchair. And she's like, I don't really care. Like, you're in my
seat. She said it just like that?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. And I
like, I would be like.
She's like. United. Yeah, it was United.
It wasn't Southwest.
You said whatever.
I
would kind of
like it. Like, her being me. Cause it's like,
well, like, it got. Know? I felt really bad for for the dude. Because I was like,
put my leg up, be like, get my tea.
Right? Well, then you got to sit next to the lady. So, like, they ended up working out, but then you got to sit next to that lady for, like, 3 hours, you know?
Well, she's the one that's
going to
fill up.
No, I completely afterwards. Agree, but
that'd
it's just, like,
if he was just
people,
staring there
you know?
The whole time.
I would have done that, too. I'd have got,
like a spasm.
I got all my, like,
I'd have made it weird.
Yeah,
I would have made, like,
both
a spasm go on.
I could snore so loud if I want to. Man, let me just want to.
I do that anyway.
Always do.
I do that anyway.
If I want to.
Yeah.
But I've been quiet before. I don't know, man. I always snore.
How do you know you're asleep?
All right.
Yeah. I got it.
Yeah.
All right.
I asked, what did you say?
We're going to record you at night time when you
oh,
sleep.
No, it's loud, dude. It sounds like a T-Rex or something.
We stayed with him for a week and it was bad.
But it's a lot better since I've lost a lot of weight.
Okay.
Like, I don't snore as much no more. My right. mom says she can't hear me, so that's good. But I got, well, I asked Brent this earlier, actually, and this is like a good one to me is because, you know, I was born with my disability, so there's no, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I just had to adapt to the situations. Is there anything that you were, like, let's just say you're sitting in the hospital bed, they pretty much tell you, okay, you're incomplete, quadriplegic, you're a C5 complete, whatever you're going through, and you're T12 complete, right? So,
must be nice.
Yeah, so you're sitting there. What was your biggest fear about being in a wheelchair? And did that fear actually come true, or did it, you know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying by that?
Yeah, so, like, I didn't really have, like, a fear, per se. Like, the weirdest thing was, like,
sex.
The feeling. Like, the feeling of my legs. Like, my, and they still, I still have the same feeling to this day, is they feel like, like anybody's arm or something like goes to sleep and it feels like it's like that big around, like way bigger than it should be. Mm-hmm. That's what my for legs real? Feel like all the time. And like that burning, like,
so you have like nerve pain?
Yeah, like a motherfucker. Like it drives me insane. But like,
dude, I'm uploading a whatchamacallit, a video about nerve pain.
Really? Yeah. Oh, that's cool. Yeah, so I've just learned to like, after a while you shut it off. But when I first got hurt, I was like, oh my God, like there's no way I can deal with this the rest of my life. Like, there's no fucking way.
Dude, I had surgery on my ankle when I was younger, and this whole part of my leg was numb for a year.
Really?
And I remember the day that it stopped because I was taking a shit, and I was, like, so annoyed by it. And then I was like, it's not there!
Yeah.
And I was like, Mom, it's not there! Like, I was, like, so fucking happy, but I couldn't imagine that for, like, life.
Yeah, well, and
I
it's...
I have that.
Yeah,
have,
so you have that?
Yeah,
so where do you have it? So, like, you're a quad, so, like, is it, like, from, like, neck down, or is it...
Sometimes it's from, like, my fucking cheeks all the way.
Oh my god!
That's because you smile a lot and your head is really big.
My hair?
Your head.
My head. Yeah. No way! I have no idea. I've been having this head for like 25 years, bro. No way! Give me a mirror. I don't think I've seen it.
Your head?
I think I missed it. Yeah.
It's hard to miss.
Yeah, that's crazy. Anywho. Though the nerve pain's a bitch, though. It really is. Yeah. Like, they
what do you mean
like,
your cheeks? Like, what does it feel like? I mean, I got a phantom itch. Is all I got.
No, I was just saying, like, imagine like your arm going to sleep.
No, it's different
that.
For me.
Yours
dude.
Is different. Yours is not like that. Like,
you know when you've been sun. You know when you're sunburned.
Yeah, like, it's kind of like a sunburn kind of deal.
Why are you saying that? Because we're white.
No.
Okay.
Well, you know, like comienzas a pelar, you yeah. start to peel,
so
and
papillas.
You. And you, I like and you get really like red, and yeah. it burns the next day. So you have to put that little green thing.
But it feels like that all over your whole body, though.
Yeah, no. But like that feeling, I feel it everywhere.
Like sunburned, like
yeah,
burned.
It burns and it hurts.
I would rather dead leg That's sleep. I would rather sleep than sunburn.
Dude, it fucking.
I don't know.
The time that I wanted to give up, it wasn't much of like, oh, my hands don't work or I can't walk. Whatever.
It's the burning shit.
It was the chronic pain.
Yeah,
nerve pain.
I agree.
Nerve like pain. It makes me like.
Crazy, right?
What do you do to alleviate it or try?
I'm distract trying to yourself. Out, dude. I'm trying to figure it out.
Yeah, that's the best way to
distract. Meditations. Dr. Sebi, that dude that Nipsey was following and got killed over all that stuff.
Oh.
Dr. Sebi's a G. Cured AIDS, cured herpes, cured all that stuff. Anyways, probably could have cured you. No, you didn't listen.
Oh, fuck.
Just play it.
No, dude, I'm trying to figure it out. Fuck, man.
Yeah, it's a tough one because they gave me like.
I would hate that, man.
Yeah,
like,
I couldn't.
I couldn't imagine being in pain all the time, dog.
Yeah, when they give you like nerve blockers and stuff like that, and they don't work.
No,
like,
no, nothing fucking works. Nah. Nothing. And you know what's crazy? When it fucking rains, it's like the worst.
Yeah,
I have to.
Like right now, my back's like a lightning rod. Like I can feel like.
Like there's days that I'm like, I'm a straight dude.
I was like, I'm a straight dude. I'm thinking about like, does nerve damage affect you during like sex? Either one of y'all.
Well, yeah, like nerve damage.
Yeah, I mean, whatever.
Like spinal cord injury.
Yeah,
or
I mean,
just like
you say, you're getting pains. Like I was like, I would hate to feel my legs asleep while I'm trying to get my freak on.
Oh no! Like I said, you kind of like, you kind of forget.
Yeah,
about
you forget
shit.
About that for a second.
Yeah,
you're that'll be a plane blocker.
What's that?
What year?
2002.
So
it's been
like
17. Yeah, for a while. Yeah.
I just started to feel nerve pain this year.
Oh really?
Just this year?
Yeah, dude.
Oh, see, I felt mine right out the gate
because I don't know what. To do sometimes, or I'll just
maybe that's like a good thing though. Maybe that means like it's like growing back or something, you know, or whatever.
See,
because I had mine from like day one, like I broke my back snow skiing. So when I first got hurt, I thought I still had boots on, like snow boots on. I was like, take my boots off, and they're like, your boots are off, bro. Yeah, and I, well, you over here. He's just mad because he can't ski. Yeah.
I'm kind of jealous. I ain't gonna lie. At least you got the snowboard. That's how it's
right,
tight.
True. We can go sledding, though.
Yeah. I don't want to go sledding. I want to go snowboarding. I want to break my back on a snowboard, okay? Like,
yeah.
Nah, I just couldn't imagine being in pain all the time. Man, the worst thing, I mean, the worst
it's
pain.
It's not there always, though.
Huh?
It's not all.
Yeah, it's just like there. Happens like,
randomly. Yeah.
Dang.
Like I said, weather does seem to affect it more.
No, weather definitely affects it.
Yeah.
See, I don't have any pains.
There's gotta be a reason.
Like, I think it's like barometric
the
pressure.
And the
electricity.
Pressure.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Global warming, Trump.
Yeah.
Pretty much.
Yeah. Obama.
How long does it like last?
Yeah. How long is that
dude,
episode?
I didn't go to sleep for a whole 2 weeks.
Oh, no shit. So, like, it drives you nuts where you can't sleep.
There was a time that it lasted for a whole 2 weeks.
Wow. Like, just every day?
Every fucking day, dude.
Yeah.
Like, nights I would just go to sleep crying. Nights I would just take as many pills so I could just go to sleep. Or I would just exercise a lot to, like, move my muscles and, you know, or. Yeah, Yeah, dude, yeah. I don't know. It's just, I've been trying to do different things, and I'm like, okay, what did I eat the day before, or did I sleep enough, or I literally
yeah, like go like vegan or something.
Project on myself.
Like try different remedies, everything.
Yeah.
Dang.
I think a lot of people that go through that, like that once you get like a spot, because there's not a right way for, everybody's injury is different. So like, you are going to be like the best person to kind of like figure out what's wrong with you, you know? So like, you're trying different stuff. I've tried all kinds of stuff. Like,
people say that smoking weed and helps or alleviates a little bit.
Yeah. I'm down if you get a, attack and you want somebody to smoke with you. I guess I'll smoke.
Yeah.
For the good cause of your pain.
That's a good friend.
Thanks, man. I'll try.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I would literally try almost everything, I think.
I have there's a lot of stuff you can buy, like research chemicals online that, like, for shit. Like, sex, for example, like, that's a big thing for dudes. It's like, making sure your dick gets hard, you know?
Can I ask what you do? Like, do you take a Viagra?
Yeah, or? So, like, there's a lot of stuff out there.
Okay,
so,
I'm comfortable with this.
Yeah, yeah. Right, I'm cool. Like Dr. Brent in the house over here.
Okay, Dr. Brent in the house, ladies and gentlemen. I'm so excited.
I've been mature on my lap.
Yeah, so, like, obviously, like, there's the obvious medications. Like,
I love when Dr. Brent comes out.
Yeah. Oh, we know a lot.
Yeah, I know. Because it looks more credible.
Yeah, please.
There we go.
Oh, okay.
No, it's so, like Tom.
Yeah, so there's obviously, like, you got, like, your Viagra, like, your Cialis, like, shit like that. But, like,
they got more hardcore stuff.
Well, there are. So, like, one thing I know is Viagra. Viagra's, like, a pill you take for, like, one time. Like, if you want to have sex one time, like, just that one moment, that's the one to take. Viagra or Cialis is like an all day thing. You're kind of like half chubbed all day, and then sometimes you gotta like kind of add those if you're gonna want to have like a good time for like a weekend or something. You might want to like add both of those together. But then there's also other stuff. Like if those don't work, there's this thing called Trimix, which our buddy Justin, that's what he was on when he was doing pull ups. Yeah, well, no, you inject this stuff into your dick.
Oh my god, where? What part of your
pet? Your dick?
I'm so sorry.
Like into
I'm
your
asking
dick.
Some weird stuff, but I'm asking as a too. I'm
I was,
asking.
I was gonna say, oh, it hurts, homeboy, but maybe
it doesn't.
Like,
so
you can't feel it.
Yeah. So like I have some sensation, but it's like a. It's like a deep sensation. Like I don't have like a like that sensation. Can, like if you like squeeze me or whatever, I can feel that.
Can you still have? Can you still have an orgasm? Can you come?
Jesus
can.
So
but he can't like exactly feel it.
That's okay. He's so still gonna accept that. Yeah. So I can. I'm kind of like the same way. So it's like it's not like a typical like prior to my injury like orgasm.
Yeah.
Like I can't ejaculate. So okay. Like there's like a. I forget what it's called. There's like a gland that like does that in your body that does the squirting. That's paralyzed, so that doesn't work.
So it just oozes out or what?
No, nothing. Like you can like the pulsing, you know, like your dick like pulses when you come or
you
whatever.
Got, like spasms when
yeah,
you're,
yeah, oh, cool. Oh, for sure, yeah, yeah.
So and, it's like your body's relaxed.
My body reacts to it, but like there's no like cleanup, you know what I'm saying? Which is
Thank God, which is
a perk for some people. So some people prefer no cleanup situations.
You, that's but, like just in your case. Other guys can't.
Yeah, I think some can, yeah. So, like, I think everybody's a little bit different. But, like, I could feel, like, it's a very numb orgasm, if that makes sense. Like,
that'd be the worst thing ever. Ain't nothing worse than,
oh, bro,
like,
you don't even know.
You're working hard for a nut, and then
it's like a,
you lose it.
Yeah, it's, yeah, well, you don't necessarily lose it. You just, it's not
I know,
like
but it's not like what you expect. It's not that big bang.
Yeah, it's not like a sharp one. It's like a very dull, yeah, if that makes sense. Sharp? No. Well, it's like the...
It did.
How long has it been dead? No, it just died. You guys can keep talking.
Oh. Brent's got to shut up for a little bit or what? All right, shut up, Brent. Oh, not actually.
Yeah, here. Take the mic, man.
What was I talking about?
You said it's a dull pain.
Yeah.
It's not a sharp. I was like, what do you mean by like, I mean, not a dull pain, but like a dull
Yeah,
orgasm.
Like a dull
what
orgasm.
What do you mean by a sharp one?
Well, as far as like the sensitivity, I guess, is a better way to say it. Like a more sensitive. It's like a... Like I said, with nerve shit, it's hard to explain to people, right? Like
have, some yeah. So I was gonna say have. I mean, I'm like, I feel like this is getting personal. But has sex life changed for you?
Oh,
you talking me?
Yeah, I'm talking to her now. Like I'm saying, like is your orgasm still the same or is it different now? Or?
It's just different because it's been like a different guy. So it's like
oh, it's just like the way you cared about him.
Yeah, I don't think as much of like the whole like you know injury thing. I think it's just
It's like how you feel about your buddy, or is that like a thing to get over? Like, dang, I'm I don't know. Like, I feel like you were walking. You're a real pretty girl. I'm pretty sure you had dudes throwing themselves at you. And then since you've been in a chair, do they still throw themselves at you, or do they throw themselves at you a weird way, or do you find, or do you think they're looking at the chair when I'm pretty sure sometimes they're looking at your good looks?
I mean, guys still try to talk to me, but I feel like it's the same. Like, I feel like it's the same amount of guys that try to talk to me.
Also, or that's what I'm saying. So you got a thirsty squad, or are you on the relaxed side? Not a lot of dudes try, or you just straight. You got to bring some water with you to the gym because people are thirsty. Which one is it? Like, boy, I need some water because I'm thirsty.
Dude, I don't know. I guess I haven't really been paying attention lately because I've been real busy. Like, honestly, like, no bullshit.
Because the thirst is real on Instagram. Like, when I posted the picture of you and I was like, hey, give us subjects to go over, it was nothing but thirsty dudes. Well, she's hot. She's gorgeous. I was like,
I feel like if I wanted to be go on a date, I would.
So if you wanted to be a thought, you could.
Yeah.
Awesome.
But I don't want to be a thought.
What do you think that's like?
Well, I don't want to be a thought.
That's not where I'm going for, you know?
This is the best podcast ever.
Yeah, so I hear like a lot of disabled girls say they don't get any love from dudes, though.
Huh?
Ooh. A lot of disabled girls get like no love from dudes, like AB dudes.
For real?
Yeah. I hear that. No, that's what I hear.
So I'm like,
well, I feel like
guys that can walk?
Yeah.
I truly believe that it's harder for girls to pull guys. Like, it's harder for a girl in a wheelchair to pull a normal dude than a dude in a wheelchair to pull a normal chick.
Really?
Hell yeah.
But I feel like...
Hell yeah. I don't care who says what, dude. Like, I've seen it and, like, dudes are shallow, man. Like,
yeah,
we definitely are.
It's a lot harder for them to forget what they're looking at. And girls just love from the heart.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
That's true.
You know what I'm saying by that?
Yeah.
It's kind of like that. That's what I feel about it, at least. I mean, maybe it's not. Because, like, what I've seen is, I've seen like, girls like you, Jesse. Dudes are like, man, she's good looking. Hey, give me her number, blah, blah. And I've seen girls in chairs that kind of got the short end of the stick as far as the looks go. And then now they're, like, stuck. And I've seen some ugly-ass dudes in wheelchairs pull some fine chicks.
Yeah, I've seen that, man. You know what I'm saying? It'll blow your mind.
So I don't know.
Don't give up hope, fellas. There's hot ones out there.
Yeah. Man, there are some. Like, yes. Surprise you. That's right. What I'm saying. There is hope be for us. Mila Kunis, baby.
Yeah.
I hit my pick line. You're screwed, bro. I put it right in my heart for you. I'm going to tell you now and again. You know what I'm saying? I fucked up too.
No.
I don't follow. You okay? You want to slap? You want to flick?
Get a flick. Okay.
You don't
got flick. So did you say you had some questions for Mildred on the old Instagram? They had some questions for her.
Oh.